Town to Neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Chelsea Good of the Livestock Marketing Association talking animal ID. In just a moment.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 7th through the 9th at River Spirit Expo. All the latest for farm and ranch from 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss Craig Cameron's horse training seminars presented by WW Livestock. Test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower and be ready to bid at the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com. For details.
Attend this year's premier soil health event, the 23rd annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference, January 29th through the 30th at the Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. Keynote speakers include Jay Fuhrer and David Montgomery. Choose from 50 breakout sessions with speakers like Christine Jones, Brian Jorgensen, Russell Hedrick, Lucas Criswell, Chris Nichols, and other soil health leaders, and enjoy networking with local, regional, and international soil health producers. Register now at www.notill.org.
Lots of interest within the livestock industry regarding cattle traceability, or animal ID if you prefer. Chelsea Good is the Livestock Marketing Association's Vice President for Government and Industry Affairs. Chelsea says the livestock markets her group represents right in the middle of this conversation.
So cattle traceability is one of those cyclical issues in our industry where it feels like it kind of circles back on itself. We've had mandatory ID for those adult animals moving across state lines since 2013, but you're right, there's a lot of interest right now in having a conversation about what is that next step? Do we advance traceability? How do we do that? The auctions are really involved in this conversation because, honestly, we are a place where lots of cattle are identified. We realize we're a little bit of a either an opportunity or a pinch point, depending on how you look at it. So we really are active in those conversations. We've created a traceability subcommittee within our association. And then I'm also participating in, we've got members participating in the National Cattle Traceability Working Group that's talking about what are the improvements to our current system that we could work on.
What seems to be surfacing to the top?
Electronic ID seems to be the area where there is more interest today than there was 5 years ago, particularly taking a look at some of the different electronic ID technologies. We've had low-frequency EID that works well in some scenarios, but it requires an animal pretty much to be caught and wanded with a reader that's pretty close. Looking at ultra-high-frequency RFID that is supposed to be able to read livestock that are moving through an alleyway, you don't necessarily have to read them one at a time. Interest in those sorts of technologies, to me, seems to be the area that's getting the most focus and attention at this point.
I guess that relates back to that speed of commerce.
It absolutely does. And so we've seen some pilot projects going on, Cattle Trace in Kansas and a couple other places, where they're really looking at these technologies and do they work at speed of commerce. I think it's a challenging topic. I think that we need to look at some of these questions and really get to know this technology, probably focused on the currently covered population, those adult animals moving across state lines. Obviously, feeder cattle is a huge volume of animals. At this point, adding that huge volume into our system, we don't believe is a good idea until that system's perfected.
Where do we go with this? In other words, what's going to be the end game on that, you think?
It's hard to shake a crystal ball and tell you what it looks like 10, 15, 20 years out. But I can tell you in the next couple years, we've heard from USDA, and they say they're going to stop providing the metal bright tags. They say that that's while it's a low-cost option in terms of production, it becomes high-cost as people have to scrub and try and read those tags. So I think the writing on the wall is that USDA stops providing those. They've said that they're going to do some cost share for some electronic tags, but what we need to know is exactly how much cost share and how long does that cost share last. At some point, are they going to expect producers to bear all of that cost? Because it's not insignificant.
The two sides I keep hearing is, on one side, a lot of folks are saying we've got to have it just to be able to be competitive in the both the U.S. market, international market as well. Some cattle producers say they don't want to go mandatory unless they see some value added. In other words, what's use to them, or what's the value to them?
Both really interesting points. I think we do see some value-added programs that work and provide a premium, and you've got producers that participate in those value-added programs. But they're niches. They aren't the majority of our livestock. And so to your first point, what could change this conversation? A major disease event or a major customer forcing it on us, whether that customer is a retailer or another country. I'm not asking for either of those things, but I just want it to be out there that those are the things that we're working hard on this topic, right, that could change the landscape pretty quick.
Talking cattle traceability with Chelsea Good, Livestock Marketing Association's Vice President for Government and Industry Affairs. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 37th annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, Saturday, December 1st at noon at the Atoka Livestock Auction. Selling 80 breeding-aged bulls, limousine and limb flex, mostly black polled, all bulls are eligible to be judged in the pens the day before the sale for the outstanding bull. To view an online catalog, go to www.americancattleservices.com or call Ken Holloway at 580-581-7652. That's 580-581-7652.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.